各位听众好，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name is Jody.
Jody, 我发现你今天的头发很漂亮啊。
Oh, thanks so much. Oh, but Yang Chen, don't get me started on my hair.
为什么？
I was butchered a couple years ago by people who just didn't understand how to cut curly hair. Look, I have a picture of what one of them did to my hair.
Oh,
I know, it's bad.
其实也不是很丑了，不过看上去是有点奇怪。
I know, give me that back. I know it was strange looking, oh, but finally, I found someone who can cut my hair. Garrett Johnson at Fiddleheads.
我倒是很好奇这个 Garrett 是一个什么样的人呢？
Well, Garrett had a few rocky starts as a young man.He dropped out of college 4 times, and then he got kicked out of his parents' house.
他四次从大学退学，还被父母赶了出来。哇，这个人一定非常叛逆。
Those rocky starts led him to a very successful career. He is known all over Washington, D.C. for his ability to cut curly hair. And now, the famous Mr. Garrett Johnson.
Why I got into hairdressing briefly, partially was because of dropping out of college 4 times and not knowing what else to do with my life. And I got kicked out of my parents' house. And while I was kicked out, I met a hairdresser. And I saw that he did really bad hair and that the women were really giving him a lot of money. And I said, well, I can do that and I can do it better.
有的人没上过大学也可以有成功的事业。Garrett 就是一个很好的例子啊。
Absolutely, especially for artistic people who don't know what they want to do. College can be a terribly boring place.
你是在告诉我们的听众上学不重要吗？
No, of course not. Getting an education is very important, of course. But some people find other ways.
没错，我只是跟你开玩笑。上大学并不一定适合每一个人。
And I can tell you, in high school,I wasn't a very good student, but I managed to go to China and study Chinese. So don't give up. If you are a young person who's in high school or in college and you don't like it that much, don't give up. You'll find something that you like. Okay, maybe we should go back to our show.
那他父母为什么要把他赶出来呢?
Yang Chen, I don't know. That is none of our business.
Uh-oh, 对不起。我不该探听别人的隐私，可是我真的好想知道啊。
I know I asked, but he wouldn't tell me.
Oh, you are terrible. 说起 terrible 这个词来，你知道上次我的头发就被剪坏了。
I remember your hair was terrible. I remember that terrible haircut, Yang Chen. It was bad.
有那么回事吗？
Oh, you're telling me about a terrible haircut? You, Yang Chen, are telling... Look at this picture. That is a terrible haircut. And you know what? You know a good hairdresser when you meet them. I asked Garrett, what is the hardest thing about being a hairdresser? And this is what he had to say.
In my opinion, one of the most difficult things is that...If we make mistakes or something doesn't work out, there's really not much we can do. Whereas a regular job, you know, if you're typing and you make a mistake, you put white out and it's gone. If you mess up somebody's hair, it's there for the rest of until it grows out.
说了半天，他的意思就是说你头发剪坏了，他也没法补救。
But you don't have to worry. Because Garrett very rarely makes mistakes. But everyone makes mistakes. On the other hand...I bet it feels really good to make somebody feel happy about how they look. Let's hear from Garrett.
Having someone tell you you're a genius, that's really nice. But really talking to people and meeting new people is what I like about it the most.
看来 Garrett 真的是很喜欢他的工作啊。哎，下次我也应该试试让他给我剪头发。
Oh, good idea. Summer's here and you can get a short haircut.
我头发还不够短啊。
A really short haircut. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
谢谢您到美语咖啡屋。我们下次节目再见。不过那个时候我的头发就是非常非常的短了。